So we have a cause for 11 of them. Four of them are still under investigation, pending testing results, further witness statements as we try to identify possibility of other witnesses being out there. And sometimes it takes a while. So until everything is 100% defined and clear, I can't make a determination. It wouldn't be fair to anyone. So I want to do and ensure that we're doing our due diligence.
Tony, take us through, Chief Snyder, take us through the framework of an investigation. I know they're all probably different, but how do you start and who do you bring in to look at those details?
So our fire marshal's office is the lead here in the city. If situations warrant, they have a direct line to the state fire marshal's office, and we have a very good rapport with them. So there's a lot that works hand in hand, but when they go and they'll start, you know, from they'll go A to B around, it's a 360 degree view, and then they really start digging, literally digging, trying to look at patterns, trying to look at, there's so much you can find. If you clean out an area, you can see possible, you know, burn patterns if something was intentionally lit. You can see that sometimes. But then you have to get it tested to ensure of what we're talking about.